David Chamanga of Ward 17 in the Mushimbo area lost property worth thousands of dollars when his two houses were burnt by people suspected to be ZANU-PF activists, among them Forbes Karonga and Kapitao Kazingizi. Jomiko officials in Marondera said it was too early to tell whether the incident was politically motivated as investigations were in progress. But Chamanga, who escaped unhurt as he was sleeping in another house, told Studio 7 that prior to the attack, he had clashed with the suspects during the day. He adds that the same people had previously beaten and harassed him several times during the 2008 elections.
I suspect Toba or Forbes Karonga to be responsible for the destruction of my houses. I suspect him because in 2008 elections, he harassed me and my wife, and I had to flee to South Africa. Even when I came back, he continued to harass me. Some hours before the houses were burned, Forbes had threatened me with unspecified action.
Chamanga said no arrests had been made, even though he had made police reports, adding the village head and local chief had also not taken any action. Marshall and East Provincial spokesman Graham Nyahada tells Studio 7 police behavior is worrying.
We have always been complaining about the acts of the chief here, Chief Chimoyo. He has always been tormenting our members. To that extent, he should be a person who should reprimand his people. He has always been involved in political activities as a traditional leader. We have always been complaining that traditional leaders should not be involved in political activities.
Jomiko officials this week visited the area and interviewed Chamanga and other villagers, but no arrests have been made. MDC Provincial Chairman Pini Odenga told Studio 7 police should have acted as they were given names of five suspects. ZANU-PF Deputy Provincial Chairperson Stephen Churai confirmed the incident, but said he could not confirm whether the suspects were ZANU-PF members or not. He said information gathered so far suggests that Chamanga had clashed with the suspects in the 2008 elections. Jomiko officials are expected to visit the area again to talk to the suspects and find out why police are not taking action. In a statement today, MDCT said President Robert Mugabe's calls for peace were insincere, as demonstrated by the burning of Chamanga's houses by suspected elements from his ZANU-PF party. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.